诗篇106篇第1到第2节。
Psalms 106, 1 to 2.
你们要赞美耶和华，要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。谁能传说耶和华的大能？谁能表明他一切的美德？
Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth all his praise?
让我们在这位伟大的真神的前面来向他祷告。
Let us come before this almighty God and pray.
全能的真神，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Almighty true God, as we come before you to worship you this morning,
求主你接纳我们的敬拜。
Please accept our worship.
也求主打开我们的心门，让我们以心灵，以诚实来敬拜你。
Please open our hearts so we can worship you in truth.
我们求主今天早上你的灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us this morning.
让我们在众的每一位来到你面前敬拜你的人。
May everyone who comes before you this morning
经历到你的平安还有喜乐。
Will experience your joy and your peace.
虽然我们正在面对这个病毒所带来的问题。
Even though right now we are facing the problem that comes forth with the pandemic.
但是我们知道我们是有盼望的人。
But we know that we are people of hope.
因此我们不感到惧怕。
Therefore, we will not fear.
因为你是那位创造天地一切的主。
Because you are the Creator God.
一切都在你的掌权之下。
Everything is under your control.
因此我们不应当感到惧怕。
Therefore, we should not fear.
主啊，求你的平安常与我们同在。
May your peace be with us always.
主啊，求你你的恩惠也经常跟随着我们。
May your grace be with us always.
主啊，我们把一切的赞美都归给你。
We give you all the praise.
因为你是那位值得称颂的神。
Because you are the God worthy of praise.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
Lord, please be with us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天早上的信息是真智慧的意义。
The message this morning is the meaning of true wisdom.
我们首先来看一段经文，在耶伯记28章第23节到28节。
Let's look at the Bible in the book of Job, chapter 28, verses 23 to 28.
耶伯记第28章23节，神明白智慧的道路，晓得智慧的所在，因他监察直到地极，天观普天之下，要为风定轻重，又度量诸水。 他为余路定命令，为雷电定道路。那时他看见智慧，而且述说他坚定，并且他就。他对人说：“敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。”
Verse 23. God understands his way, and he knows his place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he imparted weight to the wind and measured out the waters by measure, when he set a limit for the rain and a course for the thunderbolt, then he saw it and declared it. He established it, also searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding.
上个星期我们谈到人的智慧的有限。
Last week we talked about that man's wisdom is limited.
那今天我们要从耶伯记28章来探讨真智慧和聪明的意义。
This morning we're going to look from the book of Job chapter 28 and to look for the meaning of true wisdom and understanding.
那耶伯记28章是一首出现在耶伯记相当重要文体中的智慧赞美诗。
Chapter 28 of Job is a very important literature of praise hymn.
那这首赞美诗在耶伯和他三位朋友在苦难的问题的争辩之后出现。
This praise hymn appeared after Job and his three friends argued about suffering.
那耶伯和他三位朋友的争论是记载在耶伯记第四章到二十七章。
The argument between the friends and Job appeared from chapter 4 to chapter 27.
那看起来这首智慧赞美诗是要为这场辩论做个结束。
And it seems like that this wisdom praise hymn wanted to make a conclusion to the debate previous.
那同时也要为耶伯的辩护还有神的启示打开一个序幕。
And at the same time it's going to be the prelude for Job's defense and also God's revelation.
耶伯记28章这张经文好像一座桥梁一样。
Chapter 28 is just like a bridge.
要暴露人有限的智慧。
And is to expose man's limited wisdom.
那同时把人引进神无限智慧的境界中。
And at the same time to lead men into God's limitless area.
那耶伯记28章这首智慧的赞美诗存有精密的结构还有很清楚的主题。
Chapter 28, this wisdom praise hymn has very intricate structure and also very clear theme.
我们可以把这张经文分成三大段落来看。
And we can divide this chapter into three sections.
第一部分就是这个真智慧是难以得到的。
The first section will be talking about true wisdom is hard to come by.
那第二部分是这个真智慧是无价之宝。
The second section is talking about true wisdom is priceless.
然后第三部分，这个真智慧，也就是从敬畏上帝得来的。
And the third section is talking about true wisdom comes from fearing God.
那首先让我们来看28章第一到第十二节。
So the first section, let's look at chapter 28 verses 1 to 12.
君子有矿，炼金有方，铁从地里挖起，铜从石中融化。人为黑暗定界，现他就阴暗幽暗阴翳的石头，直到极处。
Surely there is a mine for silver and a place for gold that they refine.Iron is taken out of the earth, and copper is smelted from the ore. Man puts an end to darkness and searches out to the furthest limit the ore in gloom and deep darkness.
在无人居住之处剥开矿穴，过路的人也想不到他们，又与人远离，现在空中摇来摇去，至于地能处粮食，地内好像被火翻起来，地中的石头有蓝宝石，地有金沙。
He opens shafts in a valley away from where anyone lives. They are forgotten by travelers. They hang in the air, far away from mankind. They swing to and fro. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, but underneath it is turned up as by fire. Its stones are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold.
矿中的路，此鸟不得知道。鹰也未见过，狂傲的野兽未曾行过，猛烈的狮子也未曾经过，人伸手凿开坚石，倾倒山根。
That path no bird of prey knows, and the falcon's eye has not seen it. The proud beasts have not, trodden it.The lion has not passed over it. Man puts his hand to the flinty rock and overturns mountains by the roots.
在磐石中凿出水道，亲眼看见各样宝物。他封闭水，不得遗留，使隐藏的物显露出来。
He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing.He dams up the streams so that they do not trickle, and the thing that is hidden, he brings out to light.
第九节到第十一节说，人伸手凿开坚石，倾倒山根，在磐石中，凿出水道，亲眼看见各样宝物，他封闭水不得遗留。是隐藏的物显露出来。
And in verse 90:11, he says, "Man puts his hand to the flinty rock and overturns mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eyes sees every precious thing. He dams up the stream so that they do not trickle, and the thing that is hidden he brings out to light."
那耶和记他的作者。使用这个采矿的比喻来说明人如何想尽办法尽他们所能达到他们的目的。
So the writer of the book of Job uses, minerals to describe how man wanted to get precious materials, and they use all their methods.
那目的就是要得到想要得到的。
And the purpose is to obtain what they want.
那这个采矿是一个艰难的一个行业。
Mining is a very difficult profession.
那可是人为了要获得这个昂贵的宝物。
But because men wanted to obtain this precious material.
就会想尽办法。
And they would...Use all their might.
付出一切的代价来得到它。
Pay all the prices to obtain it.
所以刚才我们所看那段经文，特别是第一到第二节。
So the scripture we just read, especially in verse 1 and 2.
提到四种宝贵的矿物。
Talk about four precious metals.
也就是金银、铁和铜。
It is, gold, silver, iron, and copper.
然后我们看到第三、第四节描述到人为了要得到这个宝物就到处去寻宝。
And then in verse 3 and 4 talks about because men wanted to have this, treasure, they go everywhere to look for it.
他们不管这个环境怎么样的艰难。
Regardless whether, it is in a difficult to reach place,
地点多么的遥远,
how far this location is.
啊，所付出的代价多么的大。
Regardless of the price they will pay.
啊，他们也不在乎。
They don't care.
那其实，在1848年1月24日。
In 1848, January 24th.
啊，一个很重大的事件发生在美国的历史。
A great event happened in American history.
啊，当时有一个人，他的名叫做 Jim Marshall， 在加州的美国河建造一家这个锯木厂。
This man James Marshall. decided to build a wood mill along the American River in California.
他建造这个锯木厂的时候，他在河里发现一块金块。
And when he was building the wood mill, he discovered a gold ore in the river.
那这个消息被传开之后
，And so when this news started to spread.
造成千千万万的人从美国还有其他的国家涌到加州去。
And so that was the beginning of millions of people coming from different parts of America and all over the world to California to look for this gold.
加州使到加州的人口突然间大大的增加。
And with all these people rushing to California, the population increased.
那比如说在旧金山人口从1000人在2年的时间内增加到20000人。
For example, in San Francisco, the population went from 1,000 to 20,000 in 2 years.
因为人口的增加加州不久就成为美国第31个州。
Because of the increase in population, California soon became the 31st state.
然后这些涌到加州的人
And all these people who came to California.
那除了从美国的东部
Besides coming from the east part of America.
那也有不少的人从中国、德国、智利、墨西哥、爱尔兰、土耳其还有法国等地前来淘金。
So all the gold seekers also came from China, Germany, Chile, Mexico, Ireland, Turkey, and France.
那到加州淘金的人只有两条路可以走。
There were only two paths to go to California.
一条就是坐两个月的船。
One is to get on a ship for 2 months.
从纽约南下绕过南美洲。
Went south from New York, go around South America.
然后再往北到圣地亚哥或者旧金山。
And then go north to dot either at San Diego or San Francisco.
那这条路的费用相当的昂贵。
The cost of this trip is very expensive.
那同时还会晕船，生活很枯燥。
There's also seasickness and also life on the boat is very boring.
必须要吃一些不卫生的食物。
Have to eat unclean food.
那么第二条路就是走这个 Oregon 还有加州那个小路。
The second path will be going through Oregon California Trail.
这条路也不容易走。
This is not an easy path either.
他们必须要用6个月的时间。
They have to spend 6 months.
经过这些崎岖不平并且危险的地区。
They have to go through unfriendly and dangerous territories.
那2个月跟或者6个月的行程还只不过是从纽约开始。
So to spend either 2 months or 6 months is only people traveling from New York.
那如果那些从外国来的人必须要用更长的时间。
People from out of the country will have to travel much longer time.
那这些淘金的人所付出的代价可不小。
So these people who wanted to get gold have to pay a high price.
那他们必须要离开他们的家乡。
They must leave their own family.
啊，离开他们家人还有朋友。
Their own country and their friend.
啊，放弃自己的职业。
They have to give up their profession.
啊，经历一个困苦的路程。
To go through a very difficult journey.
目的就是要得到这些金块。
And the purpose is to go get the gold.
所以在刚才我们所看那段经文啊。啊，这个28章啊第九节到第十一节这里说。
So, the scripture we just read in verse 9 to 11.
他说人伸手凿开坚石倾倒山根在磐石中啊凿出水道亲眼看见各样宝物他封闭水。不得滴流使隐藏的物显露出来。
Man puts his hand to the flinty rock and overturns mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels in the rocks and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the stream so that they do not trickle. And the thing that is hidden, he brings out to light.
那这段经文描述人为了要寻找到这些宝物
So the scripture here describes how because they wanted to have this treasure.
他们就不在乎这个生活多么的劳苦。
They don't care how hard their life is going to be.
啊，圣经还说翻倒山根啊，来去挖取这些宝物。
And the Bible said they will overturn mountains to discover this treasure.
在第三节还这么说人为黑暗定界限插就幽暗阴翳的石头直到极处。
And in verse 3 it says, Man puts an end to darkness and searches out to the farthest limit the ore in gloom and deep darkness.
那请注意这两个字插就。
And here, please pay attention to this word.
那插就是含有为了要得到想要而积极很细心的去寻找的意思。
Searches out means, to look carefully and to, actively search and seek what they want.
那插就这个用词在28章的应用真正的目的不是要鼓励人去寻求这个宝物。
Searches out in verse 28 is not, encouraging people to go search for, treasures.
而是要人积极地、细心地去追寻真正的智慧。
The purpose is for man to actively and carefully search for true wisdom.
那除此之外也要指出人不能凭着自己有限的智慧去明白人受苦的原因。
And besides that, it is also to tell man they cannot use their limited wisdom to understand why men suffer.
那如果人以自己有限的智慧来去做出这个推测
And if man uses limited wisdom to speculate,
那是一件白费气力、徒劳无功的事情。
And it is, it will be a waste of their energy.
那因此以利法劝导叶伯不要太过固执去探问自己受苦的原因。
And therefore, Eliphaz, encouraged Job not to be stubborn and to speculate why he suffers.
他应当学习谦卑仰望神。
He should humble himself and wait upon God.
所以他在这段经文中对耶伯说
So here he told Job,
人生在世必遇患难。 如同火星飞腾。至于我，我必仰望神，把我的事情托付他。他行大事不可测度，行其事不可胜数。
But man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. As for me, I will seek God, and to God would I commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number.
那从以利法的观点，他先入为主，认为叶伯所遭遇的苦难是因为犯罪而引起的。
So Eliphaz subjectively think that Job suffers because of his sin.
所以他劝导叶伯不要太过遗忘。
And that's why he told Job not to be foolish.
应当接受这个事实。
He should accept the fact.
自我反省，谦卑地仰望神。
Examine himself, be humble, and wait upon God.
那所法叶伯的另外一个朋友对叶伯的遭遇也有他的看法。
Zophar, his other friend, also has his own idea.
那所法认为叶伯的言论过于夸大和自信。
Zophar think that Job is too, he exaggerates and he is too self-centered.
那因此他在这段经文反问叶伯说。
So here he asked Job,
你考察就能测透神吗？你岂能尽情测透全能者吗？他的智慧高于天，你还能做什么？身于阴间，你还能知道什么？
Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? It is higher than the heaven. What can you do? Deeper than soul, what can you know?
那但是叶伯却认为自己是一个探索神的人。
Yet Job think that he is someone who search God.
对神的事情并非一无所知。
He is not he's not someone who does not know anything about God.
那耶和华神在叶伯第38章16节也质问叶伯说。
And here in chapter 38 verse 16, God also asked Job,
你曾进到海原或在深渊的隐秘处行走吗？
Have you entered into the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep?
那这个 隐秘处是指一个隐藏人没有办法达到的一个地方。
The recesses of the deep is talking about some place where man cannot reach.
在这个世界有许多事情是人没有办法理解的。
And in this earth, there are many things that man will not understand.
人怎么能妄想去直探神莫测高深的旨意呢？
How can man try to understand this God who is limitless?
世人也认为人极其有限。
The psalmist also thinks that man is limited.
根本没有办法理解或者探索神的伟大。
Man cannot and will not be able to investigate God's greatness.
那因此在诗篇145篇第三节这么说。
So here in Psalms 145 verse 3 it says,
耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
在28章第7到第8节这么说。
And then in chapter 28 verse 7 and 8 it says,
旷中的路，子鸟不得知道，鹰眼也未曾未见过，狂傲的野兽未曾行过，猛烈的狮子也未曾经过。
That path no bird of prey knows, and the falcon's eye has not seen it. The proud beasts have not trodden it. The lion has not passed over it.
所 所以雌鹰或者雌鸟或者鹰这些野兽猛狮都是属于这些凶猛的飞行走兽。
So, bird of prey, falcon, the proud beasts and the lion, these are all hunters.
那可是他们却不知道如何去寻处这些矿物的所在。
But yet they do not know where, the path is that leads to the treasure.
那相比之下，人的能力超越这些动物的能力。
And yet man's, power is far greater than the animals.
那人想尽办法四处的去寻找这些隐藏的宝物。
And man think of all kinds of ways to search out the treasure.
那无论如何28章第12节这么说。
Regardless, in verse 12 it says,
他说然而智慧有何处可寻，聪明之处在哪里呢？
But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding?
那这节经文给以上的经文，也就是第一节到第十一节做了一个结论。
This verse is a conclusion to the above verses from 1 to 11.
那这节经文带着这个讽刺的语气强调说。
So here in this verse, it is sarcastic and it stressed the fact.
那不管人多么有办法，能力多么的强。
No wonder, what method man can think of or how strong they are.
却没有办法找到这个真智慧。
They will not be able to find true wisdom.
这节经文是一个修辞问句。
This, phrase or this verse is a rhetorical question.
因此期望一个负面的答案。
So it hopes for a negative answer.
换句话说，人不知道智慧从哪里可以找到。
In another words, it means men do not know, where wisdom comes from.
聪明在哪一个地方。
Or do they know where understanding is?
让我们来看继续来看以下的经文。
Let's continue to look at the following verses.
智慧的价值无人能知，在活人之地也无处可寻。深渊说不在我内，沧海说不在我中，智慧非用黄金可得，也不能平白银为它的价值。
Man does not know its worth, and it is not found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me, and the sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be bought for gold, and silver cannot be weighed as its price.
而非金和贵重的红玛瑙比蓝宝石不足以较量，黄金和玻璃不足以比较，金晶的器皿不足以兑换，珊瑚水晶都不足论，智慧的价值胜过珍珠。
It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or sapphire.Gold and glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewels of the gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of crystal. The price of wisdom is above pearls.
古时的红碧须不足以比较，金晶也不足以较量。智慧从何处来？聪明之处在哪里呢？
The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where then does wisdom come, and where is the place of understanding?
那这段经文所要表达的是指这个真智慧是无价之宝。
What this, scripture want to show is that true wisdom is priceless.
人绝对不能像去采矿或者去探索这些矿物那样去寻找真智慧。
Man cannot search for true wisdom, just like they were searching for these minerals.
那所以在第十三节这么说。
And therefore in verse 13 it says,
那智慧的 价值 无人能知，在活人之地也无处可寻。
Man does not know his worth, and it is not found in the land of the living.
然后在第十四节这么说，深渊说不在我内，沧海说不在我中。
The deep says it is not in me, and the sea says it is not with me.
啊，在这句经文里面，我们看到深渊跟沧海是平行，它的意思平行。
So here we see that the deep and the sea, the meaning are equal.
啊，不在我内，不在我中，它的意思也是平行。
The phrases it is not in me, it is not with me, the meaning are also equal.
啊，他们啊都是强调人没有办法在这个世界上确实的找到真智慧。
What they are saying is that in this world, no one can find true wisdom.
那这些词句也强调人不知道真智慧从哪里可以找到。
These phrases also stress that man will not know where real or true wisdom come from.
那同时强调真智慧具有无价可比的高超。
And it also said that true wisdom, it is a priceless thing, nothing can compare to it.
所以在二十节啊，这么在说智慧从何处而来，聪明之处在哪里呢？
And therefore in verse 20, once again it says, from where then does wisdom come, and where is the place of understanding?
那这节经文曾经在十二节出现过。
This verse actually appeared in verse 12.
所以出现两次是要强调智慧的高超。
It appeared twice and is to stress how much more valuable this wisdom is.
啊，并且要说明人没有办法确实地找到它。
And again stress that men will not be able to find it.
那可见真智慧确实不容易找到。
So as you can see, true wisdom, you cannot find it easily.
那好，让我们继续来看28章其余的经文。
Let's continue to look at the rest of chapter 28.
啊，是向一切有生命的眼目隐藏，向空中的飞鸟渊蔽，灭没和死亡说，我们分文其名。神明白智慧的道路，晓得智慧的所在。
It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Abandon and death say, we have heard a rumor of it with our ears. God understands the way to it, and he knows its place.
因他监察直到地极，天观普天之下，要为风定轻重，又度量诸水。他为雨露地命令，为雷电定道路。
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he gave to the wind its weight and apportioned the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder.
那时他看见智慧，而且述说他坚定。并且插就他对人说敬畏主就是智慧远离恶便是聪明。
Then he saw it and declared it. He established it and searched it out. And he said to man, Behold, the fear of the Lord that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding.
那根据我们所看的这段经文
And according to the scripture we just read,
智慧向什么隐藏自己呢？
Whom does wisdom hide itself from?
那这段经文说，智慧想向这个生命的眼目、空中的飞鸟、灭没和死亡隐藏自己。
Here it says, wisdom hide it from the eyes of the living, the bird in the sky, abandon, and also death.
那生命的眼目还有空中的飞鸟灭没和死亡代表三个空间的范围。
Eyes of the living, birds in the sky, abandon and death represent three boundary of space.
也就是指这个地上天宫还有地底下的阴间。
And it's talking about the earth, the sky, and also Hades.
那生命的眼目是指地面上人类所能看见的。
Eyes of the living means what man can see on earth.
那人在地上四处的寻找，却找不到真智慧。
Men look all over the earth, and yet they cannot find true wisdom.
那空中的飞鸟是指天宫所能看见的。
Birds in the sky talk about what they can see from the sky.
那飞鸟虽然在空中瞭望。
Even though birds are in the sky searching.
却没有办法看见这个真智慧。
Yet they cannot find true wisdom.
那个灭没和这个死亡是指阴间的前世。
Abandon and death is talking about the power from Hades.
那在迦南人的神话中经常使用这个灭没还有死亡来代表阴间的前世。
And in the story in the Canaanites, they often useAbandon and death to represent the power from Hades.
那这里的意思是说，连迦南人所畏惧的阴间前世也不知道智慧，真智慧在哪里。
And here is saying that even the power that the Canaanites fear, they still do not know where true wisdom came from.
那到底真智慧在哪里？
Well, then where is True wisdom.
那么刚才我们读那段经文23节到28节显示神是智慧的源头。
And in the scripture we just read from verse 23 to 28, tell us that God is the source of that wisdom.
他是智慧的主。
He is the Lord of wisdom.
所以23节是整章28章的一个转捩点。
And so verse 23 is actually a turning point for the whole chapter.
那说明只有神知道智慧的道路。
Saying that only God knows the path of wisdom.
那晓得智慧的所在。
Know where wisdom is.
那智慧的道路是神所赐立的。
The path of wisdom is established by God.
那神好比一位杰出的建筑师。
God is just like a brilliant builder.
他以这个智慧来创造整个世界。
He created this earth with wisdom.
就如这个这节经文这段经文这么说。
Just as it was said here.
耶和华以智慧立地，以聪明定天，以知识使深渊裂开，使天宫地下甘露。
The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heaven. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew.
那圣经也说，神以他的话语来创造世界。
So the Bible also said God uses word to create the earth.
而且将这个智慧的定律放在其中。
And he put the order.According to his wisdom.
那其实当我们看到神这个创造的时候，
Actually, when we look at God's creation,
我们看到神的智慧，
We see God's wisdom.
所以在圣经里面，诗人因着看见神创造的智慧。
So in the Bible, because the psalmist saw God's wisdom,
不禁从内心深处发出这个赞叹。
And he cannot help himself but praise God from within.
在诗篇19篇第一节说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
In Psalms 19 verse 1 it says, The heavens declare the glory of God and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
所以在约伯记28章28节怎么说，他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧。远离恶便是聪明。
So in Job 28:28 it says, And he said to man, Behold, The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding.
所以这个人是指世人。
Man means all men.
啊，包括世上所有的人，不分老幼，啊，他的肤色、国籍、贫富、聪明或者愚笨。
It includes all the men on earth, regardless whether they're young or old, the color of the skin,their nationality, whether they are rich or poor, wise or foolish.
那世上的人如果肯信靠这位神，
If men on earth would be willing to trust God,
那透过敬畏主，远离恶事，顺从神，就必定能够得到这个智慧。
Through fearing God, turning away from evil, obeying God,And they will for sure receive wisdom.
啊，敬畏主是耶伯记的一个要词。
Fearing God is a very important phrase in Job.
那主就是对神那种尊称，尊称。
Lord is a honorable word to call God.
啊，这个尊称在耶伯记只是出现一次。
This only appeared in the book of Job once.
啊，目的就是要说明神就是主的意思。
And the purpose is to say that God is Lord.
啊，敬畏主有两个重要的含义。
Fearing God or fearing, the fear of the Lord has two important meaning.
啊，第一个含义就是尊主为大，尽心尽意的爱他。
The first meaning is to lift him as priority and to love him with all your heart and all your mind.
啊，敬畏主就是以神为主。
Fear of the Lord means to have God as the priority.
啊，并且认定他的主权。
And to accept his sovereignty.
愿意顺服，还有来跟随他。
Willing to obey him and to follow him.
那敬畏主啊，第二个含义。
The second meaning of fear of the Lord.
也就是远离恶事，过一个有智慧的生活。
And it is to turn away from sin and to live a life of understanding.
那箴言教导我们如何要有智慧的表现。
The Proverbs taught us how to have wisdom and to live, have a witness of wisdom.
那如果一个人要有智慧的表现，他必须要远离恶事。
If a person is to live a life of understanding, then he must turn away from evil.
在箴言书三章第七节怎么说？
In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7 it says,
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
那箴言应许敬畏耶和华的人必定会蒙福。
And Proverbs promise that if you fear the Lord, you will be blessed.
然后在箴言第14章27节说，
So Proverbs 14 verse 27 says,
敬畏耶和华就是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death.
然后在19章23节说，
In chapter 19 verse 23 also said,
敬畏耶和华的得着生命，他必恒久知足，不遭祸患。
The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has his rest satisfied, he will not be visited by harm.
诗篇也劝勉我们要敬畏耶和华。
The Psalm also tells us to fear God.
在诗篇25章12节说，
In Psalms 25 verse 12 it says,
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose.
那神应许要引导一个敬畏主的人。
And God promised that he will guide one who fear him.
啊，行他当行的道路，并且赐福给他。
He will walk his way and he will be blessed.
所以在25章14节说，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
In Psalm 25 verse 14, it says, The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant.
在诗篇103篇12到13节说
Psalm 103 verse 12 to 13 says,
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们有也有多远。父亲怎样联系他的儿女，耶和华也怎样联系敬畏他的人。
As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him.
在诗篇115篇第13节说
In Psalm 115 verse 13 it says,
凡敬畏耶和华的，无论大小，主必赐福给他。
He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great.
真正的智慧不容易得到。
True wisdom is not easily obtainable.
那如果一个人要得到这个智慧，
If a man wants to have this wisdom,
他必须要敬畏主，并且远离恶事。
He must fear the Lord and stay away from evil.
这个是唯一的途径。
And this is the only way.
因为诗篇111篇第十节这么说。
Because in Psalms 111 verse 10 it tells us,
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
让我们一起来学习敬畏这位创造天地的主。
May we come together, or may we learn to fear the Lord and this Creator God.
并且决心的远离恶事。
And decide to stay away from evil.
让我们来到神的面前，向他感恩啊，也求主帮助我们。
Let us come before the Lord to thank Him and to ask for His help.
全能的主，我们今天早上来到你面前，求你施恩怜悯我们。
Dear Almighty Lord, as we come before you this morning, please
求你帮助我们这些软弱的人。
Please help us.Help this weak group.
是的，我们的智慧很有限。
Yes, we have limited wisdom.
但是圣经告诉我们，要得到这个智慧，唯一的途径就是敬畏主，还有远离恶事。
But the Bible tells us, in order for us to obtain this true wisdom, we must fear the Lord.And stay away from evil.
求主你的话语存留在我们的心里面。
May your word remain in our hearts.
让我们活出这个话语的真实。
Help us to live out the truth of this verse.
让我们如何学习得到这个真智慧。
Help us to learn how to obtain this true wisdom.
让我们在每一天的生活里面愿意敬畏主，还有远离这个恶事。
May we live each day to fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
主啊，求你恩待我们每一个人。
Please help us, Lord, every one of us.
也求主加添给我们力量。
Please also give us strength.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.